Yes, I just made a purchase a few days ago from a Kirby representative, and I was trying to track down some information, and I couldn't find it online, and I can't get a hold of either the representative or their local distributor person.
What state are you calling from?
Iowa?
Let me connect you to somebody who can help. One moment.
Thanks.
The assurance, this call may be monitored.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. This is Nathan Fisher.
Hi.
I purchased a Kirby vacuum on Sunday and had some questions regarding the warranty. I think it may have not been described to me accurately, and I was trying to find information online, and it conflicted with what I was told, and so I called Kirby, and they said, "Well, you need to talk to your representative. You've got 3 business days to cancel." And I took a look, and it looks like today is my last day to cancel, so I want to make sure I understand my options and have the proper level of urgency for getting this matter resolved.
Right. This would be your last day to cancel, but we're just the finance company, so we don't actually handle any kind of warranty information.
Right, I understand that.
Okay. Yeah, I can get you the number to their office, though.
The number to whose office?
To the salesperson's office who sold it to you.
Yeah, the problem is they're not answering their phone and they're not returning my calls.
Okay. The only other number I have would be the Kirby Consumer Relations.
Yep.
They might be able to explain the warranty in more detail.
Yep, and they're the ones that I had actually called first, and they're the ones that told me to get a hold of my representative.
Okay.
So I'm kind of being run around in a circle.
Right. Yeah, I understand. And the problem with calling their office is they're probably out in the field. So there's not.
Well, I can understand the guy that was here at the office being out in the field, but I don't know why the main rep wouldn't be available. The distributor.
They're a lot of times they are out in the field also selling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
well, the problem here
just
is
because they're the boss doesn't mean they don't sell anymore.
Right. So my problem.
Yeah. So they usually like run the teams of salespeople out. So
Right. Well, the problem is.
I have the 268-8324. That's your number. Sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, that's my work number, actually.
352-8059 is the number you've tried.
One moment. Let me confirm that. He gave me her business card, but he didn't give me his own business card. I had to grab that from my neighbor, actually. She happened to know the guy.
Oh, okay.
Ohlendorf Enterprises, 352-8059 is the number I have. What did you
have? Right, yeah, that's the same number that I have.
Okay.
So, like I said, it's just possible that they are out of the office in the field. So it's kind of up to you, I mean, whether you want to cancel it today.
Well, I mean, if I can't get a hold of them to ask the question, it's too late tomorrow. Right?
Right. Yeah, because what would actually need to be done is if you do decide to cancel it, is obviously notifying us, and then that notice the cancellation on the bottom of your contract.
Well, see, that's
would need to be in the mail today, so it has today's postmark on it.
Right. Well, see, that's what I wanted to call you about because nothing here actually says that I have to contact you.
Well, I mean, contacting us is usually the most surefire way to make sure it gets canceled on our end.
Right. Yeah, that's why I'm just.
Just because if you mail it out to them.
Yeah, I mean, what's to say that they just said they didn't get it?
Well, that's why we always suggest that you also let us know.
Gotcha. So, okay. Now,
You can mail it out to them. You know, I mean, if you want to, you know, you can send. You don't have to send it certified. You can, so you have, you know, some kind of receipt for it.
Yeah. Well, that unfortunately doesn't guarantee what was in the envelope. They may say, "Well, you sent me your phone bill." You know.
Right, yeah, I mean, they don't do things like that.
Okay, well,
They're pretty straight up as far as, you know, canceling a contract within the 3-day period.
Well, just, you know, considering the amount of money at stake, I think better safe than sorry.
Right, yeah, so if you want to go ahead and do that and still try to get in contact with them, you know, then that covers you.
So I just need to have this drop.
Clean it goes, and then if you still want to purchase it, you know, they can always redo it after you've gone over the warranty information.
Right, because the rep that was here told me that this thing had a lifetime warranty.
Okay.
And the booklets that I got, I only got one booklet, and it didn't have any warranty information in it at all.
No, usually what they do is they should have left you, like, a warranty registration card.
Yep, I got that.
Okay, because what they do is they take part of it, and they fill that part out with a serial number and all that stuff, and they usually take that with them to send into Kirby in order to register your Kirby.
Right, yeah, I got the, I have the carbon of that, but the problem is it doesn't have any of the warranty information on restrictions.
Right, Kirby sends that to you after it's registered.
Okay, well, I got online and looked around, and some people were saying that this has a 3 or a 1 year warranty, which got me a little bit panicked, and then I called up, you know, these other two people, and I get their voicemails, and I called Kirby, and they said, no, it's got a 3 year warranty. This should have been in your brown booklet. I said, it's not in my brown booklet. They said, no, your other one. I said, I only got one. And they said, oh, well, you should have gotten a second booklet named this, and it should have warranty information. And I didn't get that.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I'm sitting right now. I'm a little bit worried that I paid too much for something as a result of lifetime warranty versus apparently 3 year warranty with, I think they said $175 per incident after that, which is a considerable difference in product.
Right.
So
basically right now, you know, it's up to you which way you want to go with it.
Now, if I do just... So I only have so many hours left in the day to be able to deal with this because I'm assuming I have to go down to the post office and hand it off to them.
Right, so it gets today's postmark on it.
Right, and then I have to contact you.
We are here until midnight your time.
That's not what your recording says.
Well, that's... Yeah, we are here till midnight.
Okay, because the recording, I think, said that you guys close, like, at 5 p.m. Eastern.
That's what time the front desk closes.
Okay, so let me verify this phone number. So the 346-8237, you're here until midnight Eastern?
We're here till 1 a.m. Eastern, which midnight your time.
Oh, okay. So, but I do need to, if I'm going to cancel this, I do need to get this. What all do I have to do? Do I just...
All you have to do is sign it and date it down on the bottom.
Now, I was given 2 yellow copies.
Okay, yeah, so you only need to worry about one of them.
And then there's the tail from another yellow copy that just has the notice of cancellation, the very bottom part of it, it looks like. So I just need to tear off this bottom little piece.
Just the bottom part where it says notice of cancellation.
Okay, and fill out... Yeah, he didn't press down hard enough, so I can't even read any of the...
I'll give you the address.
It's the carboning. The top one says Ohlendorf Enterprises at 100 East Bremer, Waverly.
Yeah, and it's...
I don't know what this number is. This is
like, Waverly, Iowa, 50677.
Yeah, there was another number written diagonally.
Yeah, they've got like 7 copies they're trying to write through, so sometimes it doesn't go through all that great.
That was probably from something else. It almost looks like a Social Security number. Oh, hang on. I got another call.
Okay.
Thanks. Hello. Good. Hey, well, that depends. Am I interrupting you? Okay. I didn't get your card or anything. I had to go over to Mary's to find out what your phone number was. I know. Oh, she's... Okay. Okay. All right. Hang on a second. This phone is about ready to kill its battery. Hang on just a minute. Hello, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, speakerphone will have to work for now. I got to get a new battery for this thing. The big problem I've ran into, I wasn't totally clear on the warranty stuff, so I just was going to look it up in the booklet.
Uh-huh.
And there's no information in the booklet on the warranty at all. Not one mention of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I get online and I'm looking around and somebody says, well, no, this is, it's in the booklet. It's in the second booklet. And they only give me one of them, one brown booklet. Now, you said that this has a lifetime warranty for me,
uh-huh.
Correct? Then that covers everything except for, like, the belts and the bags, right?
Yeah, I'll put you on the phone with my boss because she's with me too.
Okay.
But she's talking right now in just a second. Oh, so she gets off.
Well, anyway, you'd said that it has the lifetime warranty on it.
Yeah.
Except if I give it to my kids and then it's like a flat 170, 175-ish fee to get the thing rebuilt.
Yeah, I believe so.
But, So I called up Kirby, trying to see if they could send me the information. They said, oh, that doesn't have a lifetime warranty on it. Excuse me? They said, no. It has a limited 3-year warranty on it. And anything after that, you pay the $175 to get it repaired, even if you're still owning it. It has nothing to do with who you're giving it to. And that's a huge difference in product.
Right. I don't know. What number did you call?
Well, it's on that yellow... what did they do with it?
The Kirby's out of Ohio.
It's in the back of the book. It's actually on the back of the book. Consumer Relations. 800-494-8586. And they said, no, it does not have a lifetime warranty. It has a limited 3-year warranty, and after that you have to pay, and I think they said $175, but she also said that the price goes up each year with inflation. So in 4 years it might be $580, for instance, something like that. But she said it has nothing to do with you're giving it to somebody else. It's 3 years and your warranty is done.
That depends who you talk to, because some, I don't know who you called. Did you call, was that out of Oklahoma, or did you call somebody else?
I called the phone number listed here. It's 1-800-494-8586.
Huh.
It just says Consumer Relations. Now, there's some other numbers below there for Australia, Europe, Russia. But this one, I'm assuming, is probably United States and Canada, seeing as it's an 800 number. But anyway, so that has me seriously worried here, because I've got...
Because I was told differently ever since I started the job, but I'll have you talk to my boss, because she's the owner for 7 years now, so...
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that you told me that it had a lifetime warranty for me.
Right.
With no charges for repairs, so...
Yeah. Right.
So I want to make sure that I have... See, I have nothing in writing here. I don't have a scrap of anything here that says this thing has 2 days of warranty on it. And that's why I'm worried. I was expecting this to be a, set for life kind of thing.
Right, of course. That's what I told you, and that's how it's supposed to be. I don't know. I never heard something like that before, so far, that I worked here, but I will put you on as soon as she gets off the freaking phone.
Well, that's okay. You can call me back if you want. I don't have to wait on hold.
Okay.
So give me a call back when she's available. Thanks.
I'll give a call in like 5 minutes.
Thanks.
All right, no problem.